a visu test for moving the sick and injured. Created and produced by Trainex Corporation. This visu test will enable you to evaluate and reinforce the concepts you have learned from the program. For this exercise, you will need only a pencil and paper. Please check your own answers. First, look at and listen to each question. Then you or your instructor should stop the equipment to allow time to answer the question. After that answer is complete, start the equipment, listen to the answer given in the visu test, and stop the equipment again to check the answer. Then start the equipment and go to the next question. If you have difficulty, refer to the program for further review. Question number one. What actions should these paramedics take before performing this procedure? Before moving the injured man, they should make sure the patient has an open airway, control severe bleeding, check for extent of injuries, immobilize injured extremities or body parts, and plan and rehearse for the move. Question number two. What carry might you use in this situation? In this situation, you could use either the pack strap or the drag. Question number three. For what action is this man responsible in this situation? The leader of the rescue team holds the head in slight traction. It is his duty to give the signal for rolling the patient and to make sure he turns the patient's head as a unit with the patient's body. Question number four. When should this piece of equipment be used? The short backboard should be used when the patient of a back or neck injury is in a sitting position. Question number five. In what two ways may you carry this patient in this situation? In the chair carry, you may carry the patient by one of you holding the front and the other the back of the chair, or by facing each other with one of you on each side of the patient. Question number six. Under what conditions is this a very good carry? This is a good carry if you have to carry the patient down steps. Question number seven. What is the next step in this lift? The next step in the two-man body carry is for the rescuers to turn the patient toward themselves. Question number eight. These are both actions in the same carry. What is their purpose? In the body knee drop, the pillow on the floor at the foot of the bed and the position of the knee are both to cushion and absorb the shock as you lower the patient to the floor. Question number nine. What is the next step in this lift? In the five-man blanket lift, the sides of the blanket are rolled snugly against the patient so that it can be used as a stretcher. Question number 10. Under what conditions is this a very good carry? The cradle drop with drag is a good carry to use when moving a person downstairs in a closed area where only one man can work. An understanding of the material presented in this visu test will provide you with a basis for future studies and will enhance your ability to provide better patient care. Remember, if further review is needed, refer to the main film strip program or consult your instructor.